me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. This message is titled, What Jesus Done for Us for the Humanity, Part 2. So, the Lord, when Jesus came, He has fulfilled all the law required by the Jewish law. Now, when He finished fulfilling law, His part of the ministry of going on the cross, being the ultimate sacrifice, is the last and huge thing our Lord has done for us. So we read the Old Testament laws of sacrifices and offerings in the book of Leviticus. Burnt offerings are discussed in Leviticus chapter 1, 6, 8, 8, 18, 21, 16, 21, and 16, 24. The elements of burnt offerings are bull, ram or male, bird, dove, or young pigeon. They should be wholly consumed with no defect. They had to have unblemished creatures. Purpose of burnt offering is voluntary act of worship, according to Leviticus. Atonement or unintentional sin in general, and also expression of devotion and complete surrender to God. Second, we have grain offering. It is discussed in Leviticus chapter 2, 6, 14 to 23. Grain, fine flour, olive oil, incense, baked bread, cakes or wafers, salt, no yeast or honey accompanied burnt offering and fellowship offering along with drink offering. This is a voluntary act of worship, recognition of God's goodness and provisions, devotion to God. Next we have fellowship offering, Leviticus chapter 3, chapter 7, 11 to 34. Any animal without defect from herd or flock, variety of breads. It's a voluntary act of worship, thanksgiving, and fellowship. It included a communal meal. Next, sin offering. Very important offering. Leviticus chapter 4, 1 to 5. Chapter 13, chapter 6, 24 to 30. Chapter 8, 14. Young bull or for high priest and the congregation. Male goat or goat for the leader. Female goat or lamb for common person. Dove or pigeon for the poor. Tenth of an ephah of fine flour for the very poor person. This is a mandatory atonement for specific unintentional sin, confession of sin, forgiveness of sin, cleansing from defilement. Now we have guilt offering, the last one here in these offerings, Leviticus chapter 4, 5, 14 to 6, 7, 7, 1 to 6. Ram or lamb, it's a mandatory atonement for unintentional sin requiring restitution. This offering will cleanse a person or people from cleansing from defilement, make restitution, and pay 20% fine. So, we look into all these offerings and sacrifices. We will look into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, we read that who has believed our message, that which was revealed to us, and whom has the arm of the Lord been disclosed? For the servant of God grew up before him like a tender plant and like a root out of a dry plant. He has no form or comeliness. He doesn't look like a royal kingly pomp that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. So the book of Isaiah chapter 53, speaking about the forthcoming Jesus Christ, who should be becoming a sacrifice, and he's going to be an offering before God. And the verse continues in that chapter. It says, he was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, and acquainted with grief and sickness, like one whom from men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. So surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows and pains, yet we considered him stricken, smitten, afflicted by God. So when the Jewish high priests, they handed over, and by the influence of the people, and they handed over Jesus to be crucified, he has been handed over to be smitten. They spit at his face. They smite him. They strike him. And he was afflicted by many lashes behind his body, on his back. And they pulled his beard. They placed a crown made of thorn on his head and hammered it on his head. So they have very badly stricken him. He was carrying the pains and sufferings of the people when he suffered. He was oppressed and was afflicted. He was submissive and opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to slaughter. As a sheep before her shearers, he was dumb as he opened not his mouth. Amen. Thus continues the sufferings of Jesus Christ. He became an ultimate sacrifice. He made peace with people. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. And he performed miracles, walked on the ocean, calmed the raging sea. He cleansed the lepers, healed the sick, made the lame to walk, raised the dead from death. And his purpose in this planet Earth was taking all the sufferings of humanity on him. He has performed all the requirements of the Old Testament law. In his death, he carried over the offerings. He died for sin as an atonement. He died for the guilt of humanity. He died to make people to become peace and fellowship each other by his name. He was a burnt offering, because in the wrath of God, he was consumed. And his death on the cross brought us salvation and redemption from our sins. That blameless goat or ox or animal who was supposed to be killed, it has put an end. There is no more animal sacrifice. Jesus died on the cross to bring us to salvation. He shed His blood. His blood became a cleansing flood. Those who come to the cross. You come to the cross today. You are a sinner before God. If you have never accepted your sin and never confessed your sin, and you never accepted the Savior who died for your sin. God the Father speaks to Son God, Jesus, "You are my Son. Today I have become your Father." This quotation from Psalms 2 verse 7, also quoted in Acts 13:33, as fulfilled at the resurrection of Christ. By resurrecting, dying for humanity, resurrecting from the dead, became the firstborn of the dead, resurrected. So also in Romans chapter 1 verse 4, God, referring to Jesus, "I will be His Father and He will be my Son," that by obedience, Christ became God's Son, although He was God in Him before. Jesus is made like His brothers. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 to 8, it has been solemnly and earnestly said in a certain place, "What is man that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you graciously and helpfully care for and visit and look after him?" This is taken from Psalms 8, which was prophesied by David concerning Jesus Christ. "For some little time you have ranked him lower than and inferior to the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands." David was speaking concerning humanity. At the same time, the prophecy applies to Christ because he was lowered from his position as God's inner person who was directing God's work in the universe, who has been the creator as Word of God. He has been ranked down lower than the angels for a period of time. But you put everything in subjection under his feet. As he resurrected from the dead, God raised him from the dead. In putting everything in subjection to man, he left nothing outside of man's control, but at present we do not yet see all things subject to him. Now, this man, Jesus Christ, God himself, he is going to be the one who rules the whole world when time comes in his power as the King of the world. The above passage we just read was quoted from Psalms 8. David was praising God and he was in the Spirit of God. All of the sudden, the Spirit of Jesus Christ in David spoke through David about Christ. When Christ was taking birth as human, he was created little lower than angels, whereas the first man actually was made in the same way. He was given glory and honor and authority over all the God's creation in the earth. But when men fell from glory, Adam and Eve, he basically lost his glory, power, and authority. So Satan took over the man, and the man became Satan's slave. Today I am asking to you, if you are listening to this message, are you still want to continue as Satan's slave? Satan's desires are in you to do sin, to lust, lust of the eye, lust of life, and proud of life, everything like that. anger, hatred, aggressiveness, all this against your own kind of humanity and your friends and families? Or do you want to leave all those and surrender to Jesus Christ? And He gives you eternal life and heaven and life ever and ever with God. Now the last Adam, Jesus Christ, comes to redeem man and retake everything back from Satan. Things that man lost to Satan. In order to do that, our Lord became a human to become the son of man or the woman's child. In Genesis 3:15. Then He became like one of us, it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 18. It says like this: since therefore children share in flesh and blood, in the physical nature of human beings, He Himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death He might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil. He defeated Satan and death in His death on the cross. And also He might deliver and completely set free all those who, through the haunting fear of death, were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. So the entire humanity was under the power of Satan. Sickness, diseases, persecution, anger and hatred, they suffered severely by the power of Satan. Satan bring sickness, diseases. Well, there are diseases and sickness due to physical infirmities also, not denying that fact. But all this happened ever since Adam and Eve sinned. They brought death on us. They brought punishment and pain and hardships. Deliverance from that can only be happened by the last Adam, whom we called Jesus Christ. So in Hebrews chapter 4 verse, chapter 2 verse 10, it says like this: for it was an act worthy of God and fitting to the divine nature, that He, for whose sake and by whom all things have their existence, in bringing many sons into glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect, should bring to maturity the human experience necessary to be perfectly equipped through suffering. So God allowed Jesus, and He voluntarily agreed to suffer all the persecution, the punishment for the entire humanity. Jesus died for the sins that people are going to commit tomorrow, tonight, this day, and the coming days, as long as the world exists. He suffered and died for all the sins in the past. People die, people done. So that those who believed at the time by sacrifices and offering before Christ, they look up the future Christ who was going to die, which is the Lamb of God. And the same God, the same Lamb who died on the Passover night for the Israelites, they were conducting the same Passover year after year in remembrance of the one night Passover they were delivered by the blood of the Lamb in Egypt. So the same Lamb who was the symbol of the future Christ, Jesus, who died for the people of the Old Testament and the people who is after Christ's death. The one who delivered after Christ's death, they look back towards the cross where Jesus died and suffered for their sins. and paid the price. So God was willing. He said it's fitting to have his son die so that by his death and resurrection, he brings many sons to glory. God was not just happy with having one son of his own son, Christ. He wanted many sons. He wanted the entire humanity. He wanted everyone to be saved. Hallelujah. So, as John Gospel 3:15 says, God, he loved the world, that he giveth his own and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This is true. This is the truth. This is the truth where Jesus came to fulfill the truth. He is the truth, the way, the truth, and life. It is the Satan who lied to Adam and Eve. It is the devil who conceptually cheated them, misled them, confused them to make them and disobey God. So someone thinking with your own mind today and saying that, look, in my mind I don't feel like those things happened. That's because you don't live at that time. You're living in a different time and you're seeing things in a different eye, different feeling and different culture, society. But basically, it was God who is wanted to save you. He wanted you to get eternal life. God knew the human will sin, but God wanted to have humanity represent him in the planet Earth, in his image, in his likeness. So the death hasn't kept our Lord Jesus in the tomb more than 3 days. The third day he resurrected from the dead, and he victoriously gave the message to the world that I am resurrected. Here is the keys of the hell and death. I am resurrected from the dead. Praise the Lord. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, speaks of God's eternal plan on human race by their redemption through his Son, Lord Jesus Christ. So those messages you heard is true. It's written from in the Holy Bible. And continue, read the scripture and follow the direction of God. And may God richly bless you. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
can brings the rain and drought. Your glory spins the earth about, and your whisper makes your fire fall down.
Your heart break. I don't want to say things you